Welcome to Maseches Gittin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 3, Mishnah 3. The Mishnah begins. Hamevi get, a shliach, a messenger that brings a get, a divorce bill. Vavadi menu, and it gets lost. Mitzoy la'alter, if he finds it right away. Kasher, then the get is valid. And we don't say maybe he found a get which had exactly the same name as the previous get of both the husband and the wife and the date, etc., etc. Vim lav, if he doesn't find the get until some time has passed, pasul, it's invalid because we're concerned. Maybe this is not exactly the same get that he lost. It's a different get. It just has the same name, same date, and it also has the same location. The Gemara explains that this is only in a place where if a person loses it in a place where there's a lot of different transportation and there's a possibility that it's a different one. But if, let's say, it's a place where it's a secluded area, it's a private area, there's not a lot of people coming in and out, then it's considered kosher, it's considered valid. Then in addition to that, if, let's say, there was a simon, there was some type of sign, there was a hole on one side of it, or if, for example, if the witnesses said, we only signed on one get, period, then the get is still valid, the get is still kosher. Continues the Mishnah, Mitzoy b'chafisa, if he found it in some type of case, or he found it in a flask, imakiro, if he recognizes the flask or the case, something that he has a tvias ayin, something that he knows what it looks like, kosher, then it's valid. Continues the Mishnah, maybe get, a messenger that brings a get, v'hinichai zaken, and when he left the husband, he was already an old man. The husband was sick. He's allowed to give the get to the woman when he arrives and where the woman is, with an assumption that the husband is still alive, and we don't assume that he died. Similarly, if you have a girl, a young lady, and she's a Yisrael, she's not a Kohen, and she marries a Kohen, a priest, and then her husband goes on a long trip away overseas. She can eat truma, she can eat the tithe, which is only able to be eaten by kohanim or people married to kohanim, with the assumption that he's still alive, that nothing happened to him. Additionally, if a person sends a sin offering, he lives far away, and there's someone going to Eretz Yisrael, so he sends a sin offering with him. When the agent comes to Israel, comes to Yerushalayim, and he wants to bring a carbon chatas, he wants to bring a sin offering, we don't assume that maybe something happened, and it's considered a chatas, a sin offering, that the owner dies. The halacha is if one has a sin offering and the owner dies, the chatas is invalid. However, the Gemara explains that we have to be talking about a situation where you don't need smicha. Smicha is ordinarily one has to lean their body weight to confess on the animal. If you would have to do that, you'd have to be there in person. But there's some karbanos that don't have to need smicha. And if, like, for example, chatas, a bird that's brought as a sin offering, so the halacha is he would be able to send that. Let's just see which one more Mishnah, which is on the same topic, Mishnah Dal, Mishnah 4. Shleisha Devarim, there are three things that Amar Rabbi Lazar ben Parta, the Rabbi Lazar ben Parta said, Lefnei Chacham, in front of the Chachamim, Vekimu es Devarav, and they accepted his words, and they relied on it for Halacha Psuka, for the final Halachic ruling. Al Irshe Kifua Karkam, at a city that is surrounded, it's besieged by bandits, by some type of a band of soldiers, V'ala Svina Matarefas Vayam, or about a ship that's caught in a terrible storm, V'ala Yotze Lidon, or a Jewish person who's going out to be judged by the non-Jewish kangaroo courts. They want to kill him. Shehin b'chezkas kayamin. We assume all these people are alive. We don't assume that the city was conquered and then he was killed, or that the boat broke apart, or the fellow was convicted for death. Avol b'ir shakif shakarkoim. Let's say he was already conquered by the traveling bandits, by the army. Usvina sha'avda bayam, or a ship that sunk in the sea. V'hayotze l'harek. Or let's say somebody who is being taken out to be killed, that means a verdict was already passed for capital punishment. Nice and alem, then we assume with these people, the guy in the city or in the ship or the fellow that was convicted, chumrei chayim v'chumrei meisim. We assume stringently that he's still alive, and we also assume stringently that he's still dead. That means to say like this, says the Mishnah, bas Yisrael a kohen, if let's say it's a non-kohen young lady that was married to a kohen, or it's the daughter of a kohen married to Yisrael, neither of them are able to eat truma. That means to say, the bas Yisrael can't eat truma because maybe her husband died. And the bas kohen, who's married to Yisrael, who loses her status of eating truma, cannot eat truma as a single lady, a single bas kohen, which she usually could because we don't assume that he died. So we're machmir, we're stringent on both counts. Wishing you a great, successful upcoming day and a wonderful rest of your week.